Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis, Amud Beis. Page 92, side B. Idileka, if there is no money to the seller, he doesn't have money lishtalumimine to get paid from it, so that the buyer should be able to collect for the deal that was just been in this battle that was just nullified. So why does Rav say that there has halacha of mekach tois and the purchaser needs to return the ox that he received? La'akif turei bezuza, at least he should hold the ox back for instead of the money that he gave. Damri inshe, as people say, min morei rash vosich, from the one who owes you money, that you're wanting to collect, the owner who has the debt that owes you money, pare efra. Even pare, which is subin, that's the very low items, things that are very cheap. But take whatever you can get for the value of the chayv. In other words, it's worth for you to take whatever you can get. At least you get paid. So the Gemara answers lo yitzricha, that actually it's not necessary for Rav to disagree on the words of Shmuel, only in a case, the ikalish talumimineh, that the seller does have money that the buyer can collect from them, so he wants his money back because he doesn't want to trouble to go shech the ox and then sell the meat. He just wants the deal off. The Gemara explains now the disagreement. Rav, Omar harezeh mekechtos, Rav that says that it's a mistaken deal, he holds bosarubazlinan, that we follow the majority. And the majority of the people that buy oxen, they buy it for the purpose of plowing. So the assumption is, without knowing, that this purchaser also bought it for the purpose of plowing. And since it turns out that this ox is a nakhan, is a gorer, so then it's a mistaken deal, and therefore the seller has to give him back the money. Shmuel amar l'cho, and Shmuel will respond to you, to respond to Azruv, to the words of Rav, Kiazlinam Basaruba. When do we go after the majority? This is only be Isura. When it comes to the laws of Isur Heter, impermissible or prohibited in those matters. But Bimamaina, when it comes to monetary issues, when we're not sure about monetary issues, Loi, then we don't go after the majority to decide by the majority, but then we say, one who wants to take out from his friend has to bring the purpose. And that's why Shmuel says it's not a mekach tois, and he doesn't have to give him his money back, and the deal sale remains. The simon is isha ve'eved shoyr shoyrin uperis. So Gemara is a kasha da meisve. I'll ask you a question. We learned the mesechta ksubas and daf tesvav amud beis. Ha isha shenis almana oynis garsha, a woman who was widowed or divorced, and now she's coming to collect her ksuba. And she says, I was married as a besula, as a virgin, and therefore the kesuba that she deserves now, that she wants to collect, is 200 zuz. The who, and the husband, the one divorced her, he says, that's not true, but I married you as a widowed, and therefore the kesuba is only 100 zuz. So im yesh edim, if there are witnesses that testify sheyotzo bihinuma v'reisha parua, that she went out from her father's house to the chasana with the hinuma on her head, that's the crown on her head, and her head v'reisha parua, and her head was uncovered, meaning that her heads were along her shoulders, because this was the custom in those days that the besulois, if the woman, the kala, was a besula, when they would take him out from their father's home to the chasana, they would have the hair revealed and the war and the hinuma on the head. So then ksubasa masayim, then the kisuba would be 200. So the Gemara learns from this taima, the reason that she would take 200 as a besula is because the ika edim, that there are witnesses that testify that she went out with this hinuma. But there is no edim on this matter. Then she would only take 100, just like a woman who gets married when she is not a besula. So the Gemara asks, but according to Rav, who holds that b'mamin, that by monetary issues we go after majority, v'amai, and why? Why, if there is no witnesses, then she gets the kesuba? She only gets 100. Leima, let's say halicha chariv anoshim, go after majority of the women, and how majority of women get married, v'rev noshim. And most women in the world, that when they get married to their husband, is besulis nesois. They get married while they're still a besulis. So, which the assumption should be that this woman is also from the rev, and that she was married as a besula, and therefore the ksuba of her should be 200, even without the witnesses. So this proves to us, like Shmuel says, that by monetary issues we don't go after the majority, and therefore, if there is no witnesses that her kesubah was 100, she will not. When there's no witnesses that be numa, then she would only get 100, and therefore it's a question of that. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabina. Says Rabina that our case is different, and there's a special reason in it that although. So, because of this, even according to Rav, we don't go after the majority with regards to the issue of the ksuba. Mishum deikel ameimar, because there is to say that Rav Noshim Besula is Nisois, that majority of women, when they get married, they're actually getting married as Besulis. But Umiyut Almonis, but a minority of women that get married are widows. But v'chol hanises besula yesh lakol. Any woman who gets married when she's a besula, there's a voice. It's public. It's publicized. People know that she got married a besula, and many people know that she walked out with the hinuma. And this woman, since there is no voice like all the other women that get married as a besula, we don't know that itra lo ruba. So the power of her majority has been. Hurt, has been made bad, because it's possible that she's from the minority that gets married when they're widows, because there's no koil over here, and therefore she would not take the 200 only if there is witnesses that she did go out with this inuma. So the Gemara asks, on the words of Ravina, "E kol hanisois, if it's true that all that get married besulis yeshlam koil do have a voice." So the Gemara says, "Ki iko edim." So even if there's edim that she walked out with this hinuma, might have it. So what does it matter? How could we rely on them? On the contrary, midles lekoil, from the fact that this woman there's no coil, and it should be obvious that sadi shakrininu, that these witnesses are false witnesses and they did not see her go out binuma. And that's why the Gemara retracts from part of its words. We cannot say that all women that get married, the besula have a koil. Elo roiv hanisois besulis yesh lam koil. But majority of women who get married while they're besulis do have a voice. People know about it. Vizu hoyilvein, vizoy hoyilvein lo koil itra la ruba. And this one, since there is no voice that she got, that she was a besula, so her ruba, the power of her majority has been hurt, and therefore we don't go after it. But if there are witnesses that testify that she did go out with the enuma, so then we're saying that there is truth to their words, and this woman is from the minority, that there is no voice upon them. Nothing more reason I to Rav that we do follow by Maman after majority, and not like Shmuel. Toshma, come and listen, because we learned in Abraisa in Tisefta Perik Dal, the Lacha Dal. One who sells a slave to his friends, the nimtzo ganav, and it turns out that the slave was a ganav, that before this he would steal money, or a person who would actually steal people. So higiye, it reached him, meaning the buyer cannot retract with an argument that because of these matters that he turns out to be a ganav, he turns out to be a confucius, it's a mistaken deal. Cannot retract. But if it turns out that the slave was a listi mezuyan, he was an armed robber, meaning he kills peoples, at the end of the day he will get caught and he's going to get killed, or it turns out that this slave has already been written to the government to be killed by the government, he has a death sentence on him, then the purchaser says to the buyer, go ahead, take yours before you, because it's as if he sold him a dead slave, and there's no deal over here. So the Gemara inquired, the Gemara asks, the first part of the Braisa in which we learn that if the Eved, if it turns out that the Eved is a ganav or a kabustus, then he deserves it, and he cannot take away the deal.